In just a minute, Bill uncorks a bottle of red, red rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, a company called the Mixed Reality Lab has unveiled a new iPhone accessory. Just attach it to your iPhone, and you can send what to your friends and loved ones?
Is it like a blank pick?
No, I'll give you a hint. It's actually now, in case you wanted this to happen, you can get mono from your iPhone.
Oh, you can kiss people through your iPhone?
Yes, you can, Peter.
Oh, okay.
This new device, this iPhone accessory, is called the KissEnger. That's a combination of the words kiss and messenger, and it's also called that because if you press a button on it back, it secretly bombs Cambodia. Then it denies any knowledge. I did not know.
So you physically kiss the screen?
No, this is what it is, if you can imagine it. It's like a rubber pad.
No, I'm throwing up.
Don't.
You can send that too.
So this is what happens. It's a rubber pad that plugs into your iPhone, okay? Then you kiss the rubber pad, and the rubber pad has sensors that can feel the shape and intensity of your kiss along the surface of your mouth, and then your friend or loved one holds their own KissEnger to their lips, and the same force and intensity and shape is recreated on their end. So it's like it kisses you.
So why leave the house, seriously?
I have a feeling that people will be using this with other body parts.
Amy,
what?
Owner of a South Carolina cat cafe got some bad news. A cat cafe.
A cat cafe?
You know, it's one of those places you
go. Was the bad news, hey, buddy, you run a cat cafe. I run a what?
You had all these dreams in your life, and you ended up with a cat cafe.
I don't even want to run a person cafe. What do you mean, it's for cats?
You know, a cat cafe, you sit there, you drink coffee while cats knock stuff over. It's charming. Anyway, after a series of tests, this cat cafe owner in South Carolina discovered that she is what?
Allergic.
Yes, to cats, of course. A woman named Ashley Brooks has this problem. She was happy to open Pounce Cat Cafe. Turns out it's the worst place for her since Paula Poundstone's house. Despite the constant sneezing and watery eyes, Ms. Brooks says she's keeping the cafe open. She's seeing an allergist twice a week and says, quote, they are injecting me with cat, if it doesn't help, at least it seems like fun for the cat.
She should get people into the cafe by just running the can opener.
And that's true. All the,
but we're like, whose cats are they? Are they her cats? Is she allergic to cats?
What we were incapable of understanding is how do you get to the point of opening a cat cafe? Like, you've gone that far. You've advertised the business. You've named it. You've acquired the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you find out you're allergic?
Yeah. Day one.
Like, oh, I didn't understand. Well, during the six-month process of opening this new business, I was never able to breathe.
Yeah. I feel like the person at the bank who gave her the loan should have been like, are you allergic to cats?
By the way.
Just a dumb question, I'm sure, because you're opening a cat cafe.
I just have to ask this. It's on the form. Yeah. I'm sure I'll just check it. No,
it's actually on every loan form. I don't know why it's on here.